In this rapidly evolving landscape of artificial intelligence, we're witnessing a critical convergence between public policy and private innovation. It's a moment that demands our attention because we can't just keep sprinting toward speed without direction.
That's exactly why the recent event involving the pro-human declaration colliding with tensions between the Pentagon and Anthropic is so telling. It underscores the urgent need for a clear roadmap regarding how AI development is governed.
You know, this intersection highlights something vital to us all. We must build better models by embedding ethical considerations directly into the development lifecycle, rather than treating them as an afterthought.
The Pro-Human Declaration serves as a pivotal document in this current discourse. Finalized before tensions escalated, it acts as a manifesto for maintaining human control over AI systems. Its core philosophy is straightforward. Technology must serve humanity, not the other way around.
It rests on three fundamental pillars that we can't ignore. First comes alignment, ensuring AI goals are strictly aligned with human values. Second is safety, requiring rigorous safety measures before any deployment occurs.
And third is accountability, establishing clear lines of responsibility for all AI-driven decisions. This document represents a significant shift in how major players view their role in society.
Companies are increasingly realizing that without these guardrails, the reputational and operational costs of unchecked innovation could outweigh the benefits. Speaking of those complexities, the tension between the Department of Defense and companies like Anthropic really highlights the challenge ahead.
The U.S. military is eager to integrate advanced AI capabilities into defense strategies, focusing on efficiency and automation. However, private sector entities often prioritize safety protocols that might slow down this integration.
This standoff is not necessarily a conflict. Rather, it is a negotiation over the boundaries of acceptable use. The Pentagon wants speed and capability, while Anthropic insists on safety and ethical boundaries. If these two forces cannot find common ground, there is a risk of a fragmented ecosystem.
Creating a roadmap for AI involves establishing standards that can scale across industries, but it requires several key components starting with regulatory frameworks. Governments must move from reactive measures to proactive ones.
Regulations should be flexible enough to accommodate rapid technological changes while remaining firm on safety principles. This necessitates collaboration between legislators, technologists, and ethicists. Secondly, transparency in algorithms is a major challenge we face.
A roadmap must mandate transparency so stakeholders know when they are interacting with an AI system and why those systems act as they do. This is crucial for trust, especially in critical sectors like healthcare, finance, and defense.
Thirdly, data privacy and security are paramount. As AI models become more powerful, the data they consume becomes a prime target for breaches. A robust roadmap must include stringent data protection measures to prevent leaks that could compromise privacy or national security.
For industry leaders like Anthropic, navigating this landscape is essential for long-term survival. Ignoring calls for safety and regulation risks public backlash and potential legal action.
Conversely, embracing these principles can lead to a competitive advantage built on trust. Consumers and enterprises alike are becoming more discerning about which AI tools they entrust with their data and workflows.
The collision of the Pro-Human Declaration and the Pentagon's interests serves as a reminder that we cannot simply build faster models. We must build better ones.
Exactly. This involves embedding ethical considerations directly into the development lifecycle, rather than treating them as external constraints or afterthoughts.